Mishnah in the second parak on the Chavches on the base talks about the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. We've mentioned this Mishnah on many occasions. So now we're going to talk about one small part in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions that if Yardu B'Shomim, a person is allowed to leave the Sukkah. If it starts raining in the Sukkah, so then you're allowed to leave. So at first glance, the reason why you're allowed to leave the Sukkah if Yardu B'Shomim is because one is Mitztar. Mitztar is Potem in the Sukkah. Just like a person wouldn't stay in his home if he's mitzvah, so too, he doesn't have to stay in the sukkah if he's mitzvah. So if you have reyach or zvuvim, if you have a bad smell, or you have bugs or something else, or pieces of the schach are falling in, so the person is mitzvah from the sukkah itself. So he's potem in the sukkah. So b'pshuto, you would say that yodu b'shamim is the same kind of p'tur. If it's raining in the sukkah, then you can leave, because the person is mitzvah from sitting there. And there are different shiurim that the Gemara gives, we'll get to. But basically, it sounds like it's a mitzvah din, that if your food's going to get ruined, so then you're mitzvah from sitting in the sukkah. That's why you're allowed to leave the sukkah. That's what you would imagine. The Ramah quotes the machlokes rishonim, whether on the first night one is mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, even if you're the rishonim. And that seems to be a machlokes as to whether mitzvahs potem in a sukkah, chay the sukkah on the first night. That's the chorah, the pashut pshat. Here's the Ramah. Ramah is in Sinan Tov, Reish Lamed Tes. Yeah, so the Ramah quotes the Chumra. The Chumra, that's the Rabbeinu Yehuda that the Rosh quoted. Rabbeinu Yehuda is dealing with the Kasha that we mentioned in Chavzayin Amar Aleph, that on the one hand, the Gemara Chavzayin Amar Aleph seems to assume that there's no Chiyuv to even a Sukkah on Yom Tov, only the first night. But the Rabbanan hold that Teishu came to do Iboy Achli Boy Lo Achil, that you don't have to eat on the day of Yom Tov, only the first night. Learned out of the Gzer Shav Tesvav Tesvav. And yet the Gemara in Brachas and Epim Tesvav Beis says that you have to eat a Sud on Yom Tov, right? If you forget Yalav Yom on Yom Tov, you have to repeat, because there's a Chiyuv to eat a Sud as Pas. It's Dachas Stira. Comes the Rabbeinu Yehuda and he says, no, you don't have to eat Mitzad Sukkah, but you have to eat Mitzad Yom Tov. After the first night, there's no Chiyuv Mitzad Sukkah. The Chiyuv Mitzad Sukkah only exists on the first night, but there still is a Chiyuv to eat Pas Mitzad the Din of Sudas Yom Tov. That's his basic answer. But then he adds a little bit, the way the Rosh quotes to Rabbeinu Yehuda, he says, but Kol Zeh, this is all the rest of Yom Tov. The rest of Yom Tov is a Chiyuv to eat Pas Mitzad Simchas Yom Tov, not Mitzad Sukkah. But the first night is a chiyuv to eat the sukkah, even if yordin gesham in mamish. That's the lashon of the Rosh. If you still have that packet from the Chazan and Aleph, he says dafka milayla rishana ve'elach mishus av milayla rishana b'chol nechova afilu yordin gesham in chayav lechol kizayis besukkah yafin and mei chalavasus. Rabbi Yehuda is quoted by the Rosh as saying that even if yordin gesham is a chiyuv to eat the sukkah, even if yordin gesham is a chiyuv to eat the sukkah. As opposed to the Rashba and Shuvas that the Beis Yosef quoted, Rashba says that no. Eina mitzdar v'shiyard lo b'sharm v'shetitzvach hamikba chayv lecha v'sukkah afilu b'layla rishon. The Rashba says mitzdar, yard v'shamim, it's all in the same packet, all in the same group. He says bein mitzdar, bein yard v'shamim, manach chayv to eat in the sukkah, because we hold teshuk and toduro. So therefore, even the first night, you're going to be potter. Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda is quoted by the Rosh and the Rashba. So what's the machlokas? You chayv to eat in the sukkah, even if gesham yaredim or not. So we said the pashup shot is that everyone holds that yaredim gesham the tour is a tour mitzvah. The question is whether mitzvah is chayv sukkah the first night or not. Should I assume that the chiyuv the first night is a chiyuv of yeshiva b'sukkah? And just like teshuv kein toduru will pata mitzvah, the rest of yom tov will pata the first night because it's the same type of mitzvah. It's just the rest of the days it's not a chiyuv. It's just a chiyuv in context, if you will. If you want to eat nachilas kevin, then you have to have a yeshiva b'sukkah. The first night is a chiyuv to eat nachilas kevin the sukkah. It's a mitzvah, it's yeshiva, a chiyuv yeshiva b'sukkah. But if it's yeshiva b'sukkah, that's the nature of the halachas, then mitzvah should be pater as well. Or we should say that the mechiyuv the first night is a mitzvah sachila b'sukkah. Mitzvah sachila b'sukkah. If it's a mitzvah achila besukah, then maybe even mitzvah should be chayiv the first night because he'll eat in the sukkah. He'll eat in the sukkah. He's mitzvah, but he has a chayiv of achila besukah. As long as it will be defined as an achila besukah, then he's going to be chayiv. That was the simple pshat in the machlokas rishon. Comes the Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch, and he explains differently. He says he thinks the reason why the day that holds that Yard B'Shamim is put to the first night of Yom Tov is not because they hold that Mitztar is put to the Sukkah the first night. No, that's not the Pshat. Even if Mitztar is Chayav the Sukkah the first night, but if Yard B'Shamim, he's still going to be put. Why? Zok the Gaon, Yard B'Shamim is not up to Mitztar. Yard B'Shamim is put, so to speak, from sitting in the Sukkah, because it's not a Sukkah when Yard B'Shamim. The shame sukkah is pakar when Geshamim are coming down. This is a new idea. Right? Not that the machlokas, whether Yardu Geshamim the first night, you chayiv to eat there, is that the same machlokas as to whether Mitztar is chayiv the sukkah the first night or not? A machlokas about the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah the first night? Well, no. The Gaon says whether Mitztar is chayiv a potter, that's one shayla. Yardu Geshamim is a different shayla. Yardu Geshamim, the reason why some say that you're potter from sitting in the sukkah is because ain't all of shame sukkah. It doesn't have a shame sukkah when the Geshamim are yardu. That's the Vilna Gaon on page 5. Here in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes. It's called Chav Beis. It says, Ayin Barash, in the middle there, Ayin Barash Shom B'chein Kosev B'smak. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda, here it's around Rabbi Yehuda to that kash that we mentioned in Afkamina Shem Yardu Geshamim, the Belayla Rishon, Afkam Yardu Geshamim Chova. Rabbi Yehuda, according to the version of the Rush, holds that Belayla Rishon, even if Yardu Geshamim, you chayev to eat the Sukkah. Mitztar is chayev to Sukkah, even if Yardu Geshamim, you're no better than a Mitztar, you chayev to eat the Sukkah. And that's the Ran, right? Remember the Yesh Omer in the Ran? Afilu Yardu Geshamim, chayev lechel besukkah Laila Rishon. That's the Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi the Rush. Comes the and says, "Av betos is kasu shalim yardu va'achal chutz l'sukkah pasku avishav shechayiv." He says the Rabbi Yehuda is quoted by Tos and Brachas very differently than the way it's quoted in the Rush. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say, according to Tos's version, that even if yardu shalim on the first night yechayiv to eat in the sukkah. He doesn't say that. He says yechayiv to eat a sudas pas in the house, not mitzad sukkah, mitzad yom tov. But if the Geshamim are Pascha, then you have to go back into the Sukkah. That's what you have to do. Nafkimina kegon sheyardu Geshamim ve'achlu chutz l'sukkah. Nahashta imlech vod yom tev shapir. If you ate, mitzad hilchus yom tev, you've been yotze yochiv in the Bani Sabalim b'shvil sukkah v'yom tev rishon tzorech l'achzev v'lechol b'sukkah la'acha sheyiv sukkah ha-Geshamim. D'yalfina tezvev tezvev mechaga matzis. Rabbi Yehuda holds, and you have to go back into the sukkah. He doesn't say you eat the sukkah even if Geshamim are yardim. No, you go back into the sukkah. So says the Vilna Gaon, what's mashma from Tosfos? They felt, the Rabbi Yehuda assumes, that a vada calls man shah Geshamim yardim, you can't be yotzei achiv in the sukkah. Even according to the mandava that mitzdar is chayiv besukkah the first night. It doesn't matter that Mitztar is chayav b'sukkah the first night. That means that Mitztar is chayav to eat in the sukkah, but if Yardu Geshamim, that's not a sukkah. It doesn't have a shame sukkah. So if it doesn't have a shame sukkah, he can't be yotzei yischiv. He can't be yotzei yischiv then. So Avada will have to go back to the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't saying that the first night you chayav to eat in the sukkah even if Yardu Geshamim. No, it's that if Yardu Geshamim and you went out of the sukkah to fulfill your mitzvah sudas yamtiv, it pasku ha-Geshamim, you have to go back into the sukkah because you were not yotzei yischiv at the time that the Geshamim were yardim. Because at that time, in Shem Sukkah allowed. Halvatosis kasu shamban yardim Geshamim v'achal chutz l'sukkah v'azgu v'sham shechayim kol shekosav harashba. I don't know why he makes reference to this Rashba. Rashba is saying something different. But Dr. Gaon, the kishay yardim Geshamim ain't Shem Sukkah allowed. There's no Shem Sukkah. Why is there no Shem Sukkah when it's yardim Geshamim? There are the fathers, the schach, but what does the Gaon mean? Part of the Gaon is going way back, right? We're coming full circle here, putting the first two parakim together. We started with the first parak, quoting the pasuk that the sukkah tia letzel yomam mechorev lemasa lemister mizerim ulimata. The sukkah is supposed to be a protection from the sun and from the rain, protection from the elements. So just like we know that if chamsa ruba mitzila asa, the sukkah is psula, if you have more sun than shade, the sukkah is pasul, it's not protecting from the chama. So too, if the gishamim come in so much, if too much gisham is coming into the sukkah, then it's not a machzen, a mister from zerim and matar, so that's also not called a sukkah. It's felt in the ikashem sukkah. Just like if chamsam ruba mitzilasa, the sukkah is psula. It's not called a sukkah. Hi, but there's chach, there's the fun. No, but not enough. It's not the right shear. So too, the sukkah is supposed to be flimsy, but it's supposed to protect a little bit from rain. So if you get too much rain into the sukkah, it's not called a sukkah. It's mafkiya the shem sukkah. That's how the Gaon was learning. So therefore, when it's not going to be yotzei, even if mitzdar is chayiv in the sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Tosa's version, will hold that you're not going to be yotzei if you eat in a sukkah that time, because it's not a shem sukkah. So there are different versions. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rosh doesn't hold of this. It's only Tosa's version that holds that when the gesham are actually yardim, you're not going to be yotzei because there's no shem sukkah in that context. They point out that the Rogat Shava was medayik like the Vilna Gaon from the Rambam as well. Because if you look carefully at the Rambam in Perek Vav, where he outlines the mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, you find something very, very fascinating. The Rambam, and we've read a lot of these halachas of the Rambam, but I'm going to put it all together. Rambam begins Perek Vav saying that Noshim Avodim Ktana Pturim in HaSukkah, that's our Mishnah, Chav Ches Amin Aleph, Katan Shein Otsuchin Tzarech Le'imo, Chayev HaSukkah. Good, he's talking about the Pturim. Starts off paragraph talking about the Ptur. So what does he get to on in Halacha Beis? Cholam Shamshem Ptur Min Asuka. Kod Cholam Shamshem Ptur. We had that Gemara on Daf Chavav. Then he says Mitzdar Potem Min Asuka. Who below Mishamshov? Right. That's the difference between Mishamshem Chol and Mishamshem Mitzdar. We spoke at great length. That's Beis. Then he says Ovel is Chayev Asuka. That's Halacha Gimel. Kol Bnei Achupa Chosim Chol Shishbinim Kol Bnei Achupa Ptur Min Asuka. He's talking about the Chiyuvim and the Pturim. Shluchim mitzvah p'turim in asukah halacha dalet, shomeginu sukardesim, our favorite sugya. Right, well, okay, it's one of our favorite sugya. Good. So, from halacha alas from halacha dalet, he talks about the chiyuvim and the p'turim. Different people, types of people are chayv apart in the sugya. Then starts halacha hey, he talks about what's the mitzvah yeshiva. Keitzin mitzvah sa yeshiva b'sukah. He should be koveya the sukkah as his makom of keva, bring all of his kelim in there. Halacha Vav, he talks about Ochel Mishosim Yishenim B'Sukkah, what Tashmishim do you have to do in the Sukkah? Achila Sarai can be Chutz L'Sukkah. Halacha Zayin, Achila B'Leila Yom Tov Rishon is a Chova. He talks all about the Chiyuv of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. When is it Chayiv? When is it just, you know, a mitzvah Yeshiva in context, if you want to eat in Achila's Keva? Okay. Halacha Ches, he talks about Rosh of Ruba B'Sukkah V'Shulchan B'Sukkah Habayis. Sukkah Gedol, Sukkah Ketana. He goes back in Halacha Tes, Kol Shivas Hayamim, Korin B'Sukkah, learning in the Sukkah. Good. Comes Halacha Yud, and the Rambam starts, Yordu Gashamim Hareze Nichlas Latoch Habayis. If Yordu Gashamim, you can go inside. What's the problem? If Yordu Gashamim is a Ptur Mitzdayer, so what's he doing over here? Halacha Yud. He said a lot between the Ptur Mitzdayer and Halacha Yud. The Ptur Mitzdayer is in Halacha Beis. He talked about Ovel and Shluchei Mitzvah even after Halacha Beis. He spoke about other people who are Potter and Chayiv in the Sukkah. Then he discusses a few halachas of what's the Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah, general Mitzvah. And then he comes back to Yardu Gesham, and then you can leave the Sukkah. Yardu Gesham is just a Ptur Mitzdar. It's really a pella that the Rambam doesn't put Yardu Gesham together with Mitzdar. Zok the Rogat Shavim, Sotras Paneach, says he thinks this is a raya that the Rambam holds that Yardu Gesham is a different Ptur. It's not a Ptur Mitzdar, but rather, when you're the Geshamim, the Sukkah is not a Sukkah. It doesn't, might be a physical structure, but halachically it doesn't have a shame Sukkah. Like the Vilna Gaon, it doesn't have a shame Sukkah. Like the Rabbi Yehuda, as Tosfos and Brachos has it. It doesn't have a shame Sukkah. It's a different type of Ptur. It's a different type of Ptur. And that's why, even according to the Manda Amrim, that Cyrus Chayim is Sukkah the first night, you're not going to be Yotze at the time of Yardu Gesham, even if you eat in the Sukkah. Because that's not eating in the Sukkah. If there's Vuvim and there's Reyach, if there are things that make you mitzdar in the Sukkah the first night, so then if mitzdar is chayiv, then you have to eat in the Sukkah, and you can be yotzei when you eat in the Sukkah, because it is a Sukkah. But if you're the Gishamim, so Efshir, one can say that it's not called a Sukkah b'chla. It's Pokam Inei Shem Sukkah, so that even if you hold mitzdar is chayiv in the Sukkah, you're not going to be able to be yotzei when the Gishamim are coming down. You'll have to go back later. When the Bisham stop, then you'll have to go back. So these are the two different ways of looking at the Ptur of Yerd Bisham. Questions? What's the number? Yeah.
Could we possibly say, like in a different way, that the reason the Rambam holds that it's not mitzayir is because if you would hold it as mitzayir, then going into the sukkah while it's raining would be you could say that going to the sukkah while it's raining, if you were mitzayir, it wouldn't be considered yeshiva, almost like what we're saying here also, but then you wouldn't be able to go eat that kazayas. The Rambam holds you'd have to go into the sukkah and eat the kazayas if it's raining, I'm pretty sure.
We discussed whether mitzayir, someone who's Yoshiva Sukkah when he's mitzayir, is that called the Yeshiva Sukkah or not? We talked about that. We said, is he Nikra Hedyam? We actually were machalik between two different types of mitzayir. So we're going to get back to that. We're going to try to plug that into the other Bishalim and see how it fits. Okay, so hold for a second. But before we get there, what's enough community between these two approaches to Yerda Bishalim? Well, it's just a type of mitzayir, or is it a totally different halacha? Maybe it's not a Shem Sukkah when Yerda Bishalim. So perhaps the basic nafkamina is what's the shir of Yerda Bishalim? I get to the shir. What's the shir? So that's the Gemara. We didn't really read the Gemara yet. Gemara in Chavta says Yerda Bishalim Tana Misha Tisrach Hamikbah Shal Grisim. The Mishnah already said Tisrach Hamikbah is the shir. Yerda Bishalim Meim Seimut Lefanas Misha Tisrach Hamikbah. And then Moshul. So the Gemara says what Tisrach Hamikbah we're talking about? Misha Tisrach Hamikbah Shal Grisim. Grease and grits, I don't know what grits are, but some kind of a vegetable, I don't know what this is. Some kind of a, do you know what grits are?
Yeah,
it's a grain. A grain, okay, so there you go. The Gemara tells a story. Abai Yosef came to Rav Yosef in Tel Alta. Abai was sitting before Rav Yosef in the sukkah. Noshav Zika v'kamaisi tzivusa. So Noshav Zika, it started blowing the wind, and Sivusa, pieces of the Sakh were coming down. Amalahu Rav Yosef, Panali Mani Mehacha. Rav Yosef said, get my Kalim out of here, I'm going inside. Amalahu Abaya said, I ought to have Tanan Misha Tisrach HaMikvah. Doesn't the Mishnah say that Tisrach HaMikvah is the Shir? It's not Tisrach HaMikvah yet. The Sivusa coming down, but the food is not getting ruined. Amalai, no. The Didi, Keva Danina Datai, Kirisha Tisrach HaMikvah Damili. If Yosef says, no, I'm an Anina Datoy, I'm an Istinus, as we would call it. So Sivusa coming out, a little bit of the Schach coming down, that's like Tisrach HaMikvah for me. I'm going inside. I'm part of him sitting in the sukkah. That's the Gemara. So the question is, what do we see from this Gemara? We know Tisrach HaMikvah is the basic shear of Yerda Bishalim. But is that a standard shear? Is that a subjective shear? Depends on the mikvah that you have, what kind of a food you have, what's the nature of this shear? That's the machlokas we showed him in the tour. The tour quotes from the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvah's Gadol, who says that it's a standard shear. It's a standard shear. This is on page 3. Sefer Mitzvah's Kosu, Mishiyardu, Tipos, Lotocha, Suba, Shemiyardu, Tocha, Mikpa, Yiskalkel. Afilo ain't no tavshil she is skalkel. Even if he doesn't have a tavshil, there's no tavshil in front of him. Yochol lotzes, ratzalom akem she yardu shir kdei she is skalkel. Afilo ain't no tavshil she is skalkel. Yochol lotzes. The Smag says, as long as it's tisrach hamikvah, it's a shir that if he would have a mikvah in front of him, it would be tisrach hamikvah. He's allowed to leave the sukkah. That's the shir of yardu b'sham. The imash mekain says that. I don't think that's right. Medulav amek kidei she tisrach hamikvah elamish tisrach mashma she tisrach mamish. If it would have said Kedesh Tisrach HaMikvah, so then I would say Kedei. It's enough that it would have been Masriach the Mikvah, but the Mikvah is not in front of you, so then I would say it's a standard Shia. But if it says Misha Tisrach, that sounds like when the Mikvah is actually going to be an Israch. So Misha Tisrach sounds like it has to be practically happening, it's subjective, it's related to the Mikvah itself. But Kedesh Tisrach would mean that, you know, if you had the mikvah, it would be Nisrach. So Zok the Torah, since it says Misha Tisrach, it doesn't say Kadesh Tisrach, that sounds like Tisrach HaMikvah is a subjective shear, a function of the Meichel itself. It's not an objective shear. That if the mikvah were there, it would be Nisrach. The Taz was Docha, the Torah's Raya. The Torah wants to bring a Raya from the difference of Kadesh Tisrach and Misha Tisrach. The Taz says, no. if it would have said Meshetisach HaMikvah, excuse me, if it would have said Kedesh Shetisach HaMikvah, so I would think that this shir applies Bein Bachila Bein B'Sheina, but it's more general. I think it would apply to Sheina, but he says the shir for Sheina of Yodah B'Sheina B'Sheina is much less. The Ramah himself says people are very troubled by Sheina, even if a few drops come down, much less they wouldn't destroy the Tavshila. People still, they feel uncomfortable, they're mitzdar from that. So the Taz says, it doesn't say Kedesh Tisach HaMikvah, because Kedesh Tisach HaMikvah would sound like always Tisach HaMikvah is the Shia, Bein Bachila, Bein B'Sheina, but B'Sheina is not true, B'Sheina is less according to the Ramah. That's why it says Misha Tisach, not Kedesh Tisach. There's no Raya, says the Taz. He says, Adarabba, the Torah is a Pella. What's the Torah saying? The Torah wants to say that it's dependent on every single Meichel. It's a subjective shear. If you have a mikvah in front of you, so then Tisach HaMikvah is the Koveya. But if you don't have a mikvah, you have a different type of tavshil, then there's a different, then it's a Koveya based on that tavshil. Tisach HaMikvah is not a Koveya for a different tavshil. So Frek the Taz, how can that be? What did the Gemara say? Mishnah says Tisach HaMikvah is the shear. It says, up the... Dr. Gemara told him, Tisach HaMikvah shall grease it. Tisach HaMikvah shall grease it. So we didn't even know how to define grease it until Simon helped us out. Right? And it's a great grease. Yeah? But why grease it? Let's say grease it and not in front of me. Let's say I have a different food in front of me. Tisach HaMikvah shall grease it is the shear. But according to the smag, it's Bamish beautiful. It means whether I have grease in front of me or not, Tisach HaMikvah shall grease it is the standard shear. That's the shear the Chachamim gave. To say that the person is mitzvah enough if Yodah B'Sham that he's potter. If you hold that Tisach HaMikvah is a subjective shear, depending on what kind of Meichel you have in front of you, so the Gemara doesn't read very well. Tisach HaMikvah shall Grisim, why dafka Grisim? If you have Grisim, so fine. If you don't have Grisim, it's a different shear. If you hold it's an objective shear, so then we can understand the Gemara a little bit more. Maybe that was a certain type of Meichel that got ruined more easily, or less easily, whatever it is, but that's the standard shin that the Chachamim gave. Right? That Tisach HaMikvah shall grisin, that's called the person who's going to be mitzdayer. Standard shin. It's almost a riot to the smog that Tisach HaMikvah is not a subjective shin, rather it's a standard shin. Who cares? I mean, it makes a difference, but I'm saying, who cares in svar? Well, why should it be subjective or objective? So I once heard an Adam Gadol explain that maybe it's dependent on this shayla. If you assume that Yod B'Shamin, the Ptur is a Ptur Mitztayer, what does that mean? Chora, it's a Ptur Mitztayer because if your food is going to get ruined, then you're going to be Mitztayer. So that should be a function of whatever food I have in front of me. It's not an objective shear, it's a function of the food. If the food's going to get ruined, then I'm Mitztayer. So the Chora, if you hold like the Ptur, you should be saying that Yod B'Shamin is a Ptur Mitztayer. So that's why it's a function of whatever food I have in front of me. If it's grisim, then it's Tisach HaMikvah shall grisim. If it's something else, it's Tisach HaMikvah of that food. But if you hold, like the Vilna Gaon, that Yodah B'Shamim, the reason why you put this is because it's not called the Shem Sukkah. So it could be, it's not Mukhav. You could still say, well, it's a function of whether the food is going to get ruined. If the food in front of me is going to get ruined, then it doesn't have a Shem Sukkah. But you could say that there's an objective shear to this. If it's Tisach HaMikvah shall grisin, that's an objective shear of Yodah B'Shamim, that's not called protection from rain. If the sukkah is not protecting from rain, then that's not called a kosher. So it's not a shame sukkah b'chlam. It's an objective shear. If you hold it's mitzdar, then the chartz adavar poshet, then it's going to be a subjective shear. If you hold it ain't shame sukkah olah, then there's a mokom to say, like this mag, that it's a more objective shear, because once it's Yodah B'Shamim, the Tisach HaMikvah shall grisin, that objectively is defined as a sukkah that doesn't protect properly. And once it doesn't protect properly, it doesn't matter what you're eating, doesn't have a shame sukkah. If it doesn't have a shame sukkah, then it can't be yotzi or mitzvah. That's one possible nafkamina to the shah. The other important issue is whether there's any room for a person to be machmir on himself, even if you're the Yerushalmi. We spoke about this at great length. That's the famous Ramah, the Yerushalmi, that we keep on coming back to. Ramah in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes Siv Zayin quotes the Yerushalmi, the Kalapotim and Asukah Ve'enu Yotzei Mikra Hedyo. Yerushalmi, Kalapotim and Adogah Ve'oseyun Mikra Hedyo. So the Agos Maimini applies that to Sukkah. Kalapotim and Asukah Ve'enu Yotzei Mikra Hedyo. So we said, does this apply always? So first of all, just parenthetically, That's the Rishonim, that's the Rambam. But our sugya, if you read the Rishonim carefully, you'll find that in the Rishonim and our sugya, I think there might be a day that's cholik on that Hagos Mami. Did you notice the shita? Rashi in our sugya called Chesem and Beis is a very interesting comment. What does Rashi say? Well, the Gemara quotes the Brisa, so what are you supposed to do in the sukkah? Ochel v'shosa, v'tayel v'sukkah, yoshin v'sukkah, mishanin v'sukkah. You're supposed to learn in the sukkah. So then Rava says, "I but mikro mistam v'metalata toni barim talata." Different types of toni. So lokasha but mikro sabi yunin. Yeah. So Rashi on barim talata. He says it sounds like tonei barmim talata, learning Gemara, learning the svaras. You can do outside the sukkah because it requires avir, it requires concentration, and in the sukkah you're not going to be able to concentrate properly. So what does Rashi say? Barmim talata im yirtze the mitzdaru mitzdar potem in a sukkah. Avir yofelo laharchiv daito. He says he's mitzdar from learning Gemara be'iyun in the sukkah, so therefore he's allowed to learn in the house. Mitzdar, he's part of an asukkah, so therefore he doesn't have to be in the sukkah. Is he not supposed to be in the sukkah? So Rashi has that interesting two words at the beginning there. What does he say? Im yirtze, if he wants to. It sounds like if he wants to push himself to learn in the sukkah, he's allowed to learn in the sukkah against the Hagos Magnus Yushalmi, against the Ramah. It just sounds like that. Right? He says that Mitzdar part of an asukkah, so. He doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. Im yirtze, he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. But it sounds like im yirtze, if he wants to sit in the sukkah, he can. Interesting. Just an interesting Rashi. That might go a little bit against the Ramah. But the Ramah, we pass him like the Ramah, is Yerushalmi, that kalapotim and asukkah v'eniyotzin nikra hedyu. You're really supposed to leave the sukkah. What kind of mitzvah are we talking about? So the Bikur Yaakov, the Bir Alof, of course, the Bikur Yaakov, there's a difference between two types of mitzvah. Mitzdar machmas etzim mishin in the sukkah, so then he's nigger-headed if he doesn't leave. Mitzdar machmas tircha to get to the sukkah, he's not nigger-headed if he doesn't leave. Why? So we explain, well, it depends. Well, what does mitzdar mean? A person is mitzdar, he's part of the sukkah, when he sits in the sukkah, is that called the yeshiva sukkah or not? So he said, if he's mitzdar machmas yeshiva, it could be that his yeshiva is not called the yeshiva sukkah at all. But he's only mitzdar to get to the sukkah. Once he gets there, his yeshiva is a yeshiva sukkah. So if his yeshiva is a yeshiva sukkah, we don't say that kalapatim in a sukkah ve'enu yotzim nikra hedya. Because as long as he's in the sukkah, then he's doing a yeshiva sukkah. That's what we quoted from the Bikur Yaakov. According to the Vilna Gaon, there's a makom to say that maybe we should distinguish between mitzdar and yard v'shama. Maybe even a mitzdar machmas yeshiva v'sukkah and yard v'shama. Maybe according to the Vilna Gaon, we could say that all mitzdar, even machmas yeshiva v'sukkah, even star, but it's still a yeshiva of a sukkah. It's still a yeshiva of a sukkah. Because fundamentally the sukkah is protecting from chama, it's protecting from geshem, so it has a shem sukkah. Right? We discussed that, we pilpled with the Rishonim. Not all Rishonim hold it. If someone's mitzdar because of yeshiva of a sukkah, that's not called a sukkah. Some say it is called a sukkah. Right? That was that whole discussion, that if you hold mitzdar is chayv in the sukkah on the first night, so can you be yotze when you're mitzdar? Is that called yeshiva sukkah? That was part of that whole discussion with the Rishon. So one could say that according to the Vilna Gaon, maybe mitzdayer who's yoshiva sukkah, he can be yotze. He's not nikra hedya because he really is eating in the sukkah. Even if he's mitzdayer machmas yeshiva sukkah, then we don't go so far as to say that mitzdayer machmas yeshiva sukkah is not called sitting in the sukkah. But according to the Vilna Gaon, clearly, if you're going to sit in the sukkah when yard of the shaman, you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, if it doesn't have a shem sukkah, avada, you're gonna be nikra hedya. What are you doing that for? There's no value to that yeshiva sukkah. Just like we said, according to some rishonim, even if you are holding mitzvah machmas yeshiva sukkah, that's not called sitting in the sukkah. Kol shkein, according to the Vilna Gaon, if you're sitting in the sukkah when the rain is coming down, if it doesn't have a shem sukkah, so much so that the Vilna Gaon holds, even those who claim mitzvah machmas sukkah the first night, you gotta go back after the rain leaves, you got to go back to sit in the sukkah. Clearly the Vilna Gaon is saying that if you sit in the sukkah when it's raining, you've done nothing. It's like sitting in your house, so what are you pushing yourself to sit in the sukkah? It's ridiculous according to the Vilna Gaon. So according to the Vilna Gaon, there's room to be mechalek, not within types of mitzvah, but between Yard the Gashamim and all Mitzdar, maybe all Mitzdar is still called Yeshiva Mitzukah, but Yard the Gashamim, according to the Vilna Gaon, Avad is not called the Yeshiva Mitzukah because it doesn't have a Shem Sukkah. So you would be Nikra Hedyot if you were to sit in the Sukkah when it's raining. If it's raining so much that you really part of sitting in the Sukkah, according to the Vilna Gaon, the Chayim Mamish makes no sense to continue sitting in the Sukkah. Yes?
I understand that. Obviously, according to the Gra, you could probably be Nikra Hedyot if you said it was raining, but I don't understand why the Gra couldn't be Mahalik completely Tzitzit.
He could. I'm just dressing.
So why even?
No, so the problem is, if you're Mechalik between the different types of tsar, so then I don't need the Vilna Gaon in the case of Yordi Vishamim to be Mechadish something new. If the Vilna Gaon is Mechalik like the Bikur Yaakov between different types of tsar, so it turns out that Yordi Vishamim is no different than Mitzar Machmas Etzema Yeshiva Sukkah. So for that reason alone, he should be Nikra Hedyot.
No, except for with regards to our first half,
you know,
about the Shir.
I hear you. But what I'm suggesting is, even if you take the Vilna Gaon's Yesod seriously, then even according to those Rishonim who assume that Mitzdar Machmas Etzema Yeshiva B'Sukkah is called the Yeshiva B'Sukkah, even if you were to go like those Rishonim, we would still say that if Yard the Gashamim, he's Nikra Hedyot because it's not a Sukkah. And so even according to those Rishonim, not that the Vilna Gaon is beholden to those Rishonim, I'm just setting it up Misvar, setting up the construct Misvar. But if you go like the mainstream, if you go like the Bikur Yaakov, that the chilek is between Mitzdar Machmas Yeshiva and Mitzdar to get to the Sukkah. So once you say that any Mitzdar Machmas Yeshiva Sukkah is not called Yeshiva Sukkah, so then you don't need the Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon. The case of Yod HaGashom is no different than Mitzdar Machmas Reach and Mitzdar Machmas Guvim. Those are also Mitzdar Machmas Etzema Yeshiva Sukkah, and that won't be called Yeshiva Sukkah anyway. Finally, based on the Vilna Gaon, we have another way to be masig on the famous Psak of the Mishnah Berurah when it comes to sitting in the Sukkah on the first night. We dealt with this a little bit from a different angle. Mishnah Berurah has his Psak, right? He's going on the Ramah. Ramah says that there are those who are machmir, that Mitzdar, even on the first night is Chayav B'Sukkah. So therefore, if it's raining outside, what you should do is like this. Eat a kezayis inside the Sukkah, just in case it's not going to stop raining. At least you'll fulfill it. We'll fulfill the chiyuv of sukkah according to those individuals, according to those sheep that hold its dire type of the first thing. That's the first thing you should do. Make kiddush and eat a kazayis inside the sukkah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Then you can go inside and finish the sukkah at home. Right? Because if Mitzdar is chai in the sukkah on the first night, you know it's your chiyuv. If Mitzdar is potter, then you're potter from continuing to sit in the sukkah. So you can finish the sukkah at home. And you can be yotze your mitzvah sudas yomtiv at home, even. Right? You can be yotze at home. What happens? Let's say it stops raining in the middle of the Suda. So the Gemara says that we're not matriach lalos. We're not matriach the person to go back. If it stops raining in the middle of his Suda, or if it stops raining in the middle of his sleep, we wait. We let him wait. Right? So we're not going to force him to go back because he's already put. But let's say it stopped raining. He finished his Suda and it stopped raining. So then he really should go back to the Suda. He should go back to the Suda and eat another kezayis. To be yotze, according to those shitas, that mitzvah is potter in a sukkah the first time. Right? If he ate in the sukkah when it's raining, so then according to Madam, mitzvah is chayav sukkah, he was yotze. According to Madam, mitzvah is potter in a sukkah, he wasn't yotze. It's just mutter for him to eat in the house. But if it stops raining, then he should go back and eat in the sukkah to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, according to the Madam, who say mitzvah is potter in a sukkah even the first night. Because you were not yotze with the first kezayis that you ate. But let's say he went to sleep already, so then we don't have to wake him up. We have to wake him up to go back to go out to the sukkah. That's the Gemara and Daf Chavtes. That Yorad Lemita Ein Matrichan Osolalis. You don't force him to go back up to the sukkah. They used to make the sukkahs on the roofs. You don't force him to go back up. Why? What's the pshat? Even the first night, we're not going to force him to go back up. Because if Mitzdar is Chayav sukkah, he was already yotze when he ate the kezayis in the sukkah. And if Mitzdar is potim in that sukkah the first night, then he's Mitzdar now to go back to the sukkah. Either way, he doesn't have to go back. If he didn't go to sleep yet, he finished his meal, he didn't go to sleep, so he's not mitzvah to go to the sukkah. I mean, you'll say, but he doesn't want to go back to the sukkah. Yeah, but everyone doesn't want to go to the sukkah. There is a tirchen going to the sukkah, but you're not potter for that. You have to go back for that. So if he's not mitzvah to go back to the sukkah, then he's mechuyav. But if he's already sleeping, then monofshach he's going to be potter, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because if according to Madam mitzvah chayav, he was already yotzei, and according to Madam mitzvah potter, he's mitzvah right now. So we pointed out from the Rav that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik apparently assumed that that second situation, that stair to get to the sukkah, to wake the person up, to get out to the sukkah, that doesn't apply the first night. We could be masig on the Mishnah Berurah to say that even if the stair is potam in a sukkah the first night, but when the person is sleeping, what are you doing? You're just going to make him mitstair to get to the sukkah. So mitstair machmas tircha to get to the sukkah, maybe that doesn't apply the first night. So there would be a chiyuv to wake him up in the middle of his sleep to push him back out to the sukkah. Only mitstair machmas zuvim or reyah the first night would be potter, because then your yeshiva itself is not a yeshiva sukkah. But mitzvah just to get to the tircha, to get to the sukkah, machmas tircha, that's not going to be part of the first night, because you have a mitzvah sachila in the sukkah. When you get to the sukkah, it will be a sukkah, it will have a shem sukkah. So therefore, you will be able to be yotzi yachiyiv. So you're mechuyiv to go back out to the sukkah. The ptur mitzvah will not apply if the mitzvah that we're talking about is only mitzvah to get to the sukkah. That was the Rav's hasaga on the Mishnah Berurah. According to the Vilna Gaon, you have a different hasaga. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says that once I eat the kazayas inside the sukkah, so then I've been yotze according to the Manda Amar that mitzvah is high besukkah. It's only according to the Manda Amar that says mitzvah is part of the sukkah, then I have a chiyuv to go back out. According to the Vilna Gaon, that's not true. That's not true. The Mishnah Berurah is clearly assuming that Yodah Gishamim is no different than a regular mitzvah. But according to the Vilna Gaon, if Yodah Gishamim, there's no shame sukkah, so that you would not yotze according to the Manda Amar who holds mitzvah is high besukkah. That shita holds that mitzvah is chayav besukkah if you mitzvah machmas reyach, mitzvah machmas zvuvim, because that shita assumes that there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah achila inside the sukkah, and when you mitzvah machmas zvuvim or reyach, that shita holds it's treated like you're sitting in a sukkah. Just because there's reyach or there's zvuvim in the sukkah, that's not afkia the shame sukkah. So you can still be yotzei yachiyuv of sukkah by sitting in such a sukkah. But if according to the Vilna Gaon, if you are the Gashamim, there's no shame sukkah, then you can't be Yotze Yachir. So that's another way to be masik on Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah wants us to believe that once I eat the kazayas inside the sukkah, and I went to sleep already, then there's no reason to push someone to come out to the sukkah. That's not true. There is a reason to push someone out. If the rain stopped, there's a reason to push him out, according to the Vilna Gaon. Let's say it the other way. If the rain stopped, there's a reason to push someone out according to the Rav, right? According to the Rav's father. That even if he went to sleep, on the first night, you should push him out in the middle of his sleep, because mitztayer machmas tircha to get to the sukkah is not pater. Only mitztayer machmas yeshiva besukkah is pater. But mitztayer to get to the sukkah is not pater. But according to the Vilna Gaon, there's another reason to push him out. Because the fact is that even if mitztayer is chai besukkah, I was not yotzei when I ate at the time that it's raining. The Vilna Gaon would say there's no value to eating the kazayas when it's raining. Against the Mishnah Berurah. He'd say there's no value to it. What are you doing? It's like eating in your house anyway. Because there's no shame sukkah when it's raining. So the Vilna Gaon would say, you want to be machmir for the shita, the mitzvah is chayav sukkah, but you have to wait. Rabbeinu Yehuda, quoted by Tosfos in Brachah, says, you wait until the rain stops. If the rain stops, you got to go back out to the sukkah. Got to go back up to the sukkah. But according to the Vilna Gaon, if you eat the kazayas when the rain is coming down, you're not going to be able to say anything because it's not a sukkah anyway. So that's why he would also argue with the Mishnah Berurah and say that if the rain stops, then you got to go out. You got to push yourself to go out. Why? Not because even the Manda Amar holds mitztar is potam in a sukkah, but mitztar machmas tircha to get to the sukkah is not potam. No. Okay, according to that Manda Amar, maybe you taka are potam because you're mitztar now. But according to the Manda Amar, mitztar is chayav besukkah, you were not yotze by eating the kazayas when it was raining. Because if you're the gashamim, there's no shame sukkah at all. So you got to push yourself to go out to the sukkah in order to fulfill the mitzvah, even according to the Manda Amar, who says that if you're the gashamim, there's no shame sukkah. But yet, mitztar is chayav besukkah the first time.
Yes. Once you're already sleeping, isn't there another
door? Right, is there any value to waking someone up while they're sleeping? The potam in mitzvah is when they're sleeping anyway. Like what are you pushing him? Yeah. The sheet of the Vilna Gaon is still relevant. Let's say it stopped raining before I went to sleep. Right? Stopped raining before I went to sleep. So you're saying according to the Manda Omar who holds Mustari's pot when I said I still have to go out. But there wasn't Yotze. So I'm gonna have to go out anyway. Let's say he's sleeping. What does the Gemara say? Hoya Yoshin Tachas and Sukkah Yodu Bishavim, the Yorad, Ema Chief Nosolalis, Achiyeo. What does that mean, Achiyeo? So the Gemara says, Achiyeo Viala Amurashacha. Two things, right? Until he wakes up and it's daybreak. So let's say the person wakes up before Los Hashachar. It sounds like he doesn't have to go out to the Sukkah. But if you hold that Mitzdair is Chai for Sukkah the first night, then he would have to go out to the Sukkah first before the Sukkah. Because he wasn't Yotzei when the rain was coming down. And now he's not Potter Na Mitzvahs because he's not Yoshin. He's not Bechlal Yoshin. He Taka woke up. But he's a Mitzdair. Right? Until the day we assume that he still has the Ptur Mitzdair. It's until Los Hashachar, but he's awake. He woke up. He realizes that he was not yotzei in the midst of Sukkah according to Magamar, who claims Mitzdair is Chayav Sukkah, but we're still not going to require him to go out. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara is not talking about the first night. The first night, since there are those who hold that Mitzdair is Chayav Sukkah, then he would have to go out. As you said, but when he's Yoshin, what, I'm going to push him out of the bed? If he's Yoshin, he's part of the midst. It's like that story. Maybe I told you the story that they say in one of the yeshivas. That they didn't have enough room in the sukkah for everyone, so people would go to sleep, and they pull out the bed, they push someone else in the bed. But they say he's not high in the sukkah. The point is, you have to fall asleep in the sukkah. Did you have to sleep in the sukkah? You're part of the mitzvahs when you are ashamed. Don't do this at home. This is not the kind of thing I recommend. But that was the svar they were pilfering with, to pull a guy out of the sukkah after he's sleeping, and of course he's not going to wake up. I guess they're so tired that they're not going to wake up. I don't know. Even if you assume that a Yashin is part of the Mitzvahs, but for the Gemara, it sounds like he doesn't have to go out to the Sukkah even if he wakes up. But that's on the rest of the days of Yom Tov. But on the first night, since there's this Chiyuv, there are some days that hope it's Tiras Chayav Sukkah, then you would have to go out. As long as you're awake, so then you are Chayav Mitzvahs, and you realize you weren't Yotzi the Mitzvah of Sukkah, according to the Manda Amrin, who say that it's Tiras Chayav Mitzvah, according to the Vilna Gaon, that Yotzi the Shabbat, there's no shame Sukkah, so then you have to push yourself to go out and eat the Sukkah. Yes.
This is true in many, unique in Sukkah, is that if in a normal situation that your Sukkah is lower and you're not in your Sukkah and you're not doing the kind of this stuff, you said in the past that you over hiss or like, I don't know, every second that you're not in it, you're over hiss or
Isserase. But that's only if you're chayav to sit in the sukkah. We're talking about pturim.
I'm saying when you're sleeping, is it true that you're really not chayav every second that you're not? Because
you're not conscious.
In other yanim, I've heard that, like a kohen, if he's sleeping and then somebody dies and he's under the same roof, you are supposed to wake him up because he is. Why would you think not to wake him up?
Because if he's becoming tameh, so that's a state of being. He's becoming tameh. So as long as he's shoheh in the bayis, and there's a tumi saying, but he's not mitzvah and mitzvahs. Okay, I hear. It's a discussion, but it's not really a discussion today. I hear what you're saying. Jacob?
He should be woken up.
You know
that when you just
But the point of the Gemara is that until Alos HaShachar, even if he wakes up, we still consider it that he's sleeping in bed, so we're not going to push him out. I'm just pointing out that even if you'll say that somehow there's less of a chiyuv of mitzvahs when a person is sleeping, but you see that the ptur applies even if he wakes up. If he wakes up in the middle of the night, we don't push him to go out to the sukkah. But on the first night, we would push him to go out, according to the Vilna Gaon, because he was not Yotzei before. He wasn't Yotzei before, even if Mitzdar, there is a sheet that the Mitzdar is potum in a sukkah the first night, but there's another sheet that the Mitzdar is chayav in a sukkah the first night. Albeit according to the sheet that the Mitzdar is potum in a sukkah the first night, he's potum now because he's Mitzdar to run out in his pajamas to get out of bed. But lefi the man da'amar Mitzdar is chayav in a sukkah, he was not yotze when he ate the gezais in a sukkah, because according to the Gaon, it didn't have a shame sukkah. So we push him to go outside to the sukkah in order to fulfill his chiyuv according to that sheet. So this concludes our discussion in a second.